primary election day in Pennsylvania. On Wall Street, stocks opening higher this morning. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After a chilly start this morning, temperatures are going to start to warm up, especially by this afternoon. Sunshine, a little warmer today with a high around 77. Clear skies and not as cold tonight. Overnight, low temperature down to about 50. We'll be near 80 Wednesday, lower 80s Thursday with more sun. Back to the mid-80s, I think, on Friday and Saturday. Still dry, mostly sunny, and not much change Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Alabama House is scheduled to consider legislation today that would prohibit instruction of gender identity or sexual orientation in public K through 12 schools. House Bill 130 would expand the state's prohibition of discussing sexual orientation and gender identity in public classrooms. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a shooting that occurred over the weekend. 40-year-old Jamie Shorts was charged with first-degree assault in a shooting that happened Saturday night in the 1000 block of Rosedale Drive. The unidentified male victim was hospitalized with serious injuries. As we enter the final days of the legislative session, state lawmakers are still negotiating a gambling and state lottery bill. The House and Senate are at odds on whether to allow sports betting and multiple casinos in the state. The debate will continue this week in a joint conference committee. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Dan Sigmund is a special agent with the FBI in the Financial Crimes Unit.
Particular cyber criminals and other complex financial criminals that work together. And that basically allows them to steal the victim's data.
You won't believe his stories. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
And opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. We appreciate you listening. I hope you're having a good morning, and I hope the last 21 hours since we last visited have gone well as well. It's a Tuesday here in the heart of God's country, a beautiful Tuesday, a little cold. Climate change causing things to get cooler. And
obviously.
Did I say in the year of our Lord 2024?
You did.
I did. But it's a beautiful day. A little mountainy air out there. Amy Beth Shaver is with us. So is Allison Sinclair. Amy Beth Shaver, you have your hand up. Yes, ma'am.
We didn't talk about it yesterday. And mm-hmm. I know it was Earth Day, but I sent us a little meme. You know what I'm saying?
How many people do you think caught the whole us eating dirt to commemorate Earth Day?
Well, I was surprised nobody called and said congratulations on celebrating Earth Day.
We were at one with the Earth.
Well,
Allison and I were. You, not so much, just flitting above.
She was taking video.
I took video. I do have video. But I just wanted to put this out here.
Okay.
Because climate change.
Yes.
Because it's April the 23rd and now it's cold again.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the Earth is melting down and it's all going to pot. But I just thought everybody should know that the Earth Day co-founder
I think I saw this.
Killed and then composted his girlfriend. This was on April 22nd, 1970. And I felt like I should tell you guys about it, even though we miss celebrating Earth Day, though you two didn't. You celebrated Earth Day because you ate dirt.
Wait. He killed her.
And composted her.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That's recycling right there. What a dedicated person.
Y'all, Ira Einhorn was on stage hosting the first Earth Day event at the Fairmont Park in Philly on April 22nd, 1970. 7 years later, police raided the closet and found the composted body of his ex-girlfriend inside a trunk.
That's taking recycling too far.
Yeah, I mean.
I know. At least if he loved the earth, he could have taken her and put her outside to be composted.
Did he mix some eggshells or anything?
What is that? Is that what you play on Earth Day?
Yeah.
This is a circle of life.
Can y'all hear it? Sky, can you hear it?
It's just in the background.
Just barely. It's just like some new age.
Just a hint.
Love this song. Makes me want to eat more dirt.
We'll just play it in the background.
So I just I just wanted to put that out there. The next time somebody hurls Happy Earth Day at you, yes, we celebrate what God made, but I just thought people should know that that's what happened to the Earth Day co-founder's girlfriend.
He was a psycho.
He killed her.
So. My question is, how do you get her to compost so well? I mean,
don't you just like,
you gotta go in there, you gotta melt stir it. You gotta stir it up every so often, mix some leaves in there.
Oh my word.
What are you thinking there, Scott?
And it must not have composted very well if they figured out it was her. You know what I'm saying?
Check his search history before you leave it.
Composting is difficult. I've tried it. It's hard to get it right.
Azaleas are blooming so well this year. Wonder what happened to what's her name? Fanny or Annie Eyehorn or whatever her name was.
I mean, who knows?
That's
but
terrible.
I just thought that was an interesting aside that I was sitting alone at my kitchen table and I thought, are you telling me we missed this story yesterday? And that was my contribution, though I couldn't eat the earth like you all.
Right.
Which by the way, Chris did say, because you're eating dirt, that's how you are going to give yourself parasites.
Ours is food grade. Food grade.
He just said, they are going to find him because they ate dirt. And I was like, all right, I'll pass that happy news along.
All right.
But he'll be happy to take a look at your, you know, result of that.
Specimens.
If you need specimens, if you need
my
to ask an
opinion.
My stomach
seemed so much more settled yesterday.
Does it?
I had a ton of energy. I felt great yesterday.
Oh. Well, you got the grounding going ahead of time. You're spunky.
Oh,
spunky
I did ground.
Today.
I did go outside and sat in nature on the ground, and a little turtle was just chilling in the woods by me, and a hummingbird came by, and I was like, God loves me, doesn't
she? Cinderella.
Probably.
I'm actually the black Snow White.
Snow Black.
I'm Snow Black. How did you know that is what I do call myself at my house?
Snow
because
Black.
Chris is like, you're Snow White. Then we found out that I was biracial. And he's like, you're Snow Black. And I was like, so funny.
That's cute. You are.
But I was trying to be like you.
Oh, well, I have 8 hours of grounding. And I think it works.
Do you really?
What is that? You just are.
I literally love that song so much.
It really is a good
vibe. It's very hard for me not to get up and like dance around. Mm-hmm. Can you like put your microphone on that, please?
That's what you do in big time radio. It's the circle of life.
It is the circle of life.
Live, die, get composted. We're all going to be composted eventually. That's one of the leftist things we should consider. Do you think it's homage to the Earth Day guy? And also note that the people who start these leftist holidays are cray-cray.
Legit crazy.
The guy who did, I shouldn't say it that way, but in my mind it's filed under Black Christmas.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Kwanzaa?
That's it.
Black Christmas. It's called Kwanzaa.
And nobody celebrates it.
Sorry.
But it's okay. I understand what you're saying,
yes.
Scott.
It's in the filing cabinet, is that?
Holiday Kwanzaa, aka now Black Christmas. Yeah.
And it was a crazy person who started that, right?
Legit.
What did he do?
A Marxist started it. Is all these Marxist holidays come out of California, usually near Berkeley or Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
Stanford's the less horrible place of it all.
Yeah, Stanford seems to be the you know, the red-blooded American university
out
there. I know.
Yes.
Speaking of California, do you want to play the commercial
Alabama? Wow, guys.
I'm a professional radio host.
I don't know you have heard this or seen it, and Allison and I may have to do a little interpretation, an interpretive dance about this, because here's the setup. Gavin Newsom, a.k.a. Bright Bulb that he is, has decided that he's going to create an abortion ad.
Okay.
Okay? And it in the ad has a state line. And so some girls are crossing the state line.
Okay.
All right, listen.
We're almost there. You're going to make it.
Wait, stop.
Trump Republicans want to...
Are they running for the U.S. Senate? Or is this... Oh, this is the ad.
This is not somebody running for Senate.
Oh.
This is the ad.
Almost there.
I'm going to back up a little bit so you can hear more of the tears.
Now you get it. Okay.
Okay. That's filed away under other words you can't say.
Correct.
White Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Miss, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle. Take a pregnancy test.
Stop them by taking action at righttotravel.org.
Yeah, that's legitimately the police officer
throws the girl over the hood of the car and handcuffs her.
Right.
And isn't it, what?
You got it?
Play it again for me.
Okay. The whole thing.
Well, okay. No.
This is...
Yeah, play it again.
Are we not allowed to say the word that starts with an R?
Ridiculous.
We're almost there. You're going to make it.
Trump Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Miss, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle. Take a pregnancy test.
Stop them by taking action at righttotravel.org. Campaign for Democracy Group is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Campaign for Democracy.
Is that meant to be serious?
Yes.
No, it is super serious. Yes. This is not Saturday Night Live. The two girls are riding the car. How old are they? They all look like teenagers
19,
to me.
20.
I'm going to send it to you, Sky.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And one of them is looking behind the car, Sky. That's when she's like, because they know they're being tracked down.
By Trump Republicans.
Trump Republicans are after them. And they're just trying to get over the line, like the Mason-Dixon line or whatever they're trying to get over. And they get pulled over.
And that backwoods cop is like, ma'am,
I'm going to need you to get out of the car.
Here in Alabama, we give you pregnancy tests at the checkpoints.
I kept thinking we were setting up a punchline, you know. I was expecting to say, you're in a heap of trouble now, you know, something like that.
In a heap of trouble, young lady.
Yeah, we're on our way to murder our child. Oh, I hope we make it. If we could just have democracy.
Oh, my gosh.
What a world, I tell you.
We are out of our minds.
So.
Goodness.
Can we do my list at some point?
No, your list will be terrible.
I haven't had a list in so long, Sky, and I come in this morning
and we have the same list.
We had banging on last week. People can only take so much.
A whole week.
All right, look, it's called.
I was gonna
fun news with AB. Okay, since y'all each have dad jokes with Scott. Banal news, and you have hot flash news. This will be fun news.
No, y'all both have hot flash news.
All right, Allison, we have the same list because there are some super concerning things going on that you were sending me stuff last night that I looked at. I even went back and found an old article because I think this loops in with what we're going to talk about. But if y'all ever wanted to call your legislators, today is the day. How's that for an intro?
I did a lot of unofficial, off-the-record research about these innovation districts yesterday, which is basically the analogy that I came up with, and the only thing that I can compare it to where people will understand, is it creates these seven districts across Alabama where there's basically a Scott Harris, an unelected, unaccountable kind of...
Bureaucrat.
Mm-hmm. This group for these districts that can make decisions for that district using taxpayer funds, but without any accountability of being elected officials. And it will totally transform a lot of the way business is done in Alabama. And it's, if you go to innovatealabama.org, you can read about it. It's actually, the website is creepy, in my opinion. It's weird.
Super creepy. I'm on it right now.
What do you think the reason is? I mean, the legislature is pretty much, at least recently, kind of lapdog-ish when it comes to the things that the big business community wants.
This is totally being pushed by Alabama Power and BCA.
So my question is, the legislature, which is lapdog-ish, is not lapdog-ish enough? So we need to quit getting everything we want out of the legislature and go ahead and skip them completely and have these small little entities that are unelected so they'll just give us what we want immediately? Is that kind of what it is?
Apparently so, but right now all these bills are in the Senate.
Okay, they've already come through the House?
No, they haven't come through the House yet. They're, okay. From what I understand, they're starting in the Senate now, and this is kind of a Governor Ivey initiative, this Innovate Alabama mm-hmm. thing.
You think we could get her on and get her to explain the ins and outs and the details?
Yes, she
and
loves
she would
us.
Love it.
But there's this whole other initiative that all these bills have passed the House
okay.
called Working for Alabama. And this is a Will Ainsworth office okay. initiative. They're separate. Okay. I had them together.
Okay.
But they're separate. So the House has passed all these bills. Some of them are good. Some mm-hmm. of them are eh.
Okay.
But the Senate is in hurry-up mode mm-hmm. to pass these bills. And what I found out yesterday is even the senators that are carrying these bills have no clue what's in them. Like they really, I tried to get a straight answer about what
all the times I've told you that there are legislators who have no idea what their own bills say, and you thought, Scott Beeson, you are exaggerating.
I did, because I couldn't put my name on something that I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, all you need to know about the Global Institute on Innovation Districts has launched its agenda to help build back better.
Oh, so this is part of Build Back Better
uh-huh.
that we found out a few months ago is all across these European countries, all these Western countries, all saying big Build Back Better. We got to take a break. We'll be back. I'm a soul man.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
The Harriet 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have, and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody, the ladies, the girls, have y'all reached that age where girls is not offensive anymore?
Girls was never offensive.
It really wasn't.
Really?
Well, I tell you, I almost punched the bag boy in the face when he called me ma'am. And he was like, I was just raised right. And I'm like, no. No, not on me.
Oh, it's not terrible on me. When they look at you now and you go, oh, you see me as an old lady.
You're not completely there until they automatically give you the senior discount on coffee, which I have not gotten yet.
Thanks, Scott.
But I'm getting close. That's I'm just telling you, that's when you know.
You're just a bucket of sunshine, aren't you?
That's when you know you're past your prime, over the hill, on the downhill side.
It started when, you know, you go to Publix to buy your bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm. And they don't card you.
And it says
you.
If you look younger than 80, we have to card you. And yep. You don't get carded. Yep. Then you know you're in trouble.
They just, and they put the number in and you're like, let me go fling myself in front of this car right here.
Okay.
It's fine. Anyway.
I'm on a mission. So all right, let's finish this innovation district thing.
Y'all keep going. Because okay, I'm reading articles. All right. Yes.
Listen. Yeah. So all right, Pat Paul, you're done. Here's what this is. Please pay attention to the buzzwords. I may change up the tone of my voice just so you'll listen. I'm kidding. In response to the pandemic, for all the people, this is for all the people who say the World Economic Forum is somewhere out there. The Global Institute on Innovation Districts has launched its agenda to help build back better. Scott, who used to say that phrase?
Joe Biden.
Thanks. We're actively advancing strategies that support geographies uniquely positioned to drive new waves of innovation, inclusive and sustainable growth, aka Marxism, also called innovation districts. They're trying to do that here. Mm-hmm. The districts are the ultimate mashup of anchor institutions, companies, startups, and ecosystem building intermediaries. This is so weird. In hyper-local geographies that leverage density, proximity, and accessibility.
That I've been thinking about that a lot. Hyper-local geographies that in hyper... What was it? How many words?
Leverage density. They went to Harvard, Scott.
Oh, say it quickly.
I looked on the board, and they've got a bunch of smarty smarts that leverage density, proximity, and accessibility. That was pretty good, I felt.
It was.
Think World Economic Forum 15-minute cities. That's where you don't own a car. You don't have any sunshine. You don't have any grass. You live in like a little block where everything you can need.
Hyper-local. What's that hut called? Means we'll keep you in a little tiny place.
Time out. It gets worse.
Where we tell you.
It gets worse. Mm-hmm. Districts actively advance a collaborate to compete agenda. That's a public-private partnership in there to solve some of our world's most complex challenges. What in Alabama can we not solve? Drawn together by transit, powered by clean energy. Does that mean corn? Wired for digital technology and fueled by caffeine.
It says that?
An attempt to be funny in a monstrously dark segment. Mm-hmm. Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Innovation districts are ambitious in their efforts to strengthen local and regional competitiveness, grow new jobs with living wages, create new firms, and strengthen inclusive growth and equity across the region.
Okay, that makes me want to throw up.
That is one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Well, they're trying to do it in Alabama.
That is a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And we are rushing this through in the state of Alabama because everybody else is doing it. And I think Ab's made a great point. Oh, no, all that stuff is somewhere else. That right there has all the buzzwords of everything we've been warning about for years and years. Sustainability was in there. That's the old...
equity.
That was the old Project 2020. What was that thing called?
Agenda
2020. That was in there. Equity's in there.
It's Marxism.
But it's what they... But they're saying what they want to do.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
And I love how they're doing this all these places around the world to to create competitiveness.
Sounds like the Hunger Games a little bit.
It's exactly what it sounds
the
like.
Districts will compete.
Yes.
What? Sky.
Well, it's already happening because in the Senate, apparently, so some of the senators that are carrying these bills, Jabbo Wagner has one that's in committee today. Senate Bill 336 that I think will pass out of committee. But these, let me give you the other names and numbers of some of these bills. You can look them up. Senate Bill 247 was Garrett Livingston, Greg Reed, Senate Bill 252, Shed, who's that?
Shed.
S-H-E-D-D.
I'm thinking Randall, but I think he drives race cars.
Senate Bill 253, Donnie Chastain. Who's Lawrence? I don't know him. Garland Gudger, Dan Roberts has
Gudger
one.
Gudger has one out of Coleman?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious right now?
It's just so weird, the people that are carrying these bills, because to me, they're not the people that organically would support this.
Okay, look.
Some of them are.
Okay.
I just don't know how you can, and here's the thing. Nobody has, as far as I know, there's been no informational meetings with constituents. There's been no, hey, we're thinking about totally changing the way we do business in Alabama, mm-hmm. totally changing your life, using your taxpayer funds with zero accountability. There's been no, let me hear from you. I mean, Wagner's bill wasn't dropped until last Thursday, mm-hmm. and now it's in committee. There's no way he's my senator. And there's no way that they are actually hearing from their constituents on this.
And so we are asking you today to call and ask them, what in the Hale County holy schlitz are you mm-hmm. trying to pull off?
Mm-hmm.
Like literally, I know it's a lot of mm-hmm. like Christian cuss words, Chick-fil-A too.
And they used to say, no, we're not doing all that UN stuff. We're not doing all this globalist stuff. It's right there. You are reading it. What we are trying to pass in Alabama is their agenda. With the same name. At least a few years ago, they pretended it was. Remember Common Core? Oh, no, we're not doing Common Core. We're doing Alabama standage. I mean, at least they were lying to us. Now they're so brave, they don't even care to lie to us.
So we're asking you why you wouldn't take the time to even understand what you're trying mm-hmm. to pass. I'm sorry. You'd have, nice to have dinner with. But, like, we are losing all respect for you. If you are pushing this through and you don't even know what you're doing, that's called being a fool. Stop it.
Or they are
Stop
elitist.
Stop it right now.
And they think we're all stupid.
Mm.
We'll be back.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven, concierge. You don't pay for medication, it's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to montgomerymenshealth.com and book your appointment today. montgomerymenshealth.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the river region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Hi, everybody. The cool days and nights are fading. Let the warm-up begin. We've got a nice string of days ahead. Sunshine, a little warmer today with a high temperature up to about 77. Clear skies, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. I think we're near 80 on Wednesday. Low 80s Thursday with more sun. Back to the middle 80s Friday and Saturday. Still dry and mostly sunny. And not much change on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We'll be right back.
work. All right, we're on. Welcome back to the program, everybody.
Buttered biscuits, huh? Why does it always happen right before Sky points? Sky. Every time.
Have the you show been around between me the last 2 months? it's actually, that works pretty well.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah.
Had the right song for us.
That's good stuff. Y'all got more news?
We do. Well, but can
Charles
we give
the
out?
First one to talk about?
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, look, I'm not even in this program. Yeah. I'm waiting on you to decide what you want to do. Would you
we
like to
need
go to, the
to give out the phone number to call down to Montgomery. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So I'll find it and then we'll give it out because I think you know it by heart.
This one?
No. The Montgomery switchboard.
Oh, for the State House?
Yeah. Do you know it?
Is that the 242-7600 one?
Well, this I just told you knew it by heart.
242.
Hold on.
Anyway, we need to get the number out. So that's all. That's all I wanted to say, sir. Thank you, sir, for allowing me to speak because of the patriarchy.
This is y'all's show. I'm over here eating cashews, waiting on the dirt.
334-261. It's in my phone.
It's different.
334-261-0500.
Yep, that is not the old number. Not the old number. It's okay. Charles the First of Doing? Is that what you want to
call? I bet he knows a lot about innovation.
Charles
the
First is a genius.
Charles the First of Doing. Welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. This is the Dixie and Trixie Diatribe program.
Well, thanks for having me on. Good morning, Allison, Annie Beth, Scott, everyone.
Good morning.
Oh, don't mention me, Charles the First. I'm just helping run the show.
I try to go in alphabetical order, and S is the last letter of the alphabet. That way I'm being, fair.
Unbiased.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Well, so a few things I wanted to tell you is, remember we talked about Richard Brifalt that came and spoke for Senator Simpson about the ethics changes?
Yes. Yes.
And remember that he was a pro person for wanting Gore to have won the election instead of Bush, okay?
I remember that.
That should give you insight right there. Now, he also wrote a lot of stuff before then about what has to do with innovation districts, like the coming of age of business districts. There's like a, you can go read about it, okay? They did it in New Orleans, okay? So we've got this guy that World Health, what am I trying to say there?
The World Economic Forum.
Yes, World Economic Forum oriented that we're having come speak to Alabama legislators. Okay, have you got me there?
Yeah.
I mean, that's an odd thing as it is. Now, here's another little tidbit. I get my local electric cooperative, because I live in the country out here, y'all. And guess what the whole cover of the thing is and all the little articles in it about a year ago are about? It's about the fact that a whole bunch of our legislators and some of our senators are all retired power workers. Have you got me here? Like a whole passel of them. Like I'm saying, at least 40. It showed every little district that they come from. This is so-and-so. Told you a little bit about them. And I thought, this is something else here. A lot of them had retired. Some of them just, I don't know what all, but they definite super connection. That's how the people knew their names, because they were a part of the cooperative or the power company. And I thought, these people could get together with an overall agenda, like we want to have the where you fuel your car up with electricity stations.
Yeah, charging stations.
Charging stations. Just think of all the money that comes into these power cooperatives and Alabama Power. And the next thing that you need to call your senator or your representative for is the potential for eminent domain with no repercussions of you saying, you took my property, but the rest of us in the county are getting together, Mr. Commissioner, and you won't be in office next year because you took my property. That can't happen with these innovation districts. They do what they want to. There's no... You get me? There's no...
But Charles the First, I mean, these people are smarter than you and me. And if they decide that we need to take somebody's property away and build a plant for the big boy over here, you know, don't you think that's better? I mean, we should just look, we're just not smart enough to run our own lives, and they need to, you know, make us live, well, more like hamsters. I mean, they'll give us a little food and let us run on a little wheel, and sometimes they may give us a little pass and we can get out of our cages and run around. You know, I mean, Charles I, it'll be way better when we're all managed like cattle.
And did you see where it's going to be a professor from a university that gets to be a part of this decision making?
I said smarter.
To do whatever.
Good I mean. Lord. And there are senators that are part of those, like senators are over each district.
Oh, it's really? Just, no wonder they're for it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is the Hunger Games.
They won't be the senators forever.
I mean, for now, I guess you pass it on.
So Charles, let me ask you, do y'all really think, I mean, I said that was, they can't think this is a good idea unless they're really bought into thinking they're the elites. And they want to be hooked up with these globalists, these World Economic Forum people, to manage everybody else. Is that...
I mean, and Charles I, you're smart enough. We'll see if Scott's smart enough. What's the other option, Scott? You were a senator. Why else would these people carry these bills?
Sometimes they just carry them because they're told to, and they don't even know any difference, and it happens, and it passes, and no one knew what they were doing.
That's, to me, just as sinister, just as evil, just as negligent. Well, and here's,
it is negligent.
I say there's another whole thing going on here. Follow me here. Remember the Molly Ball article with Mike Podhaizer that used to be with the UAW and how he got on? He organized the redoing of our state legislatures to make the election more toward what he wanted.
Yeah, they got all the secretaries of state and everybody to agree to all these changes. Yes, it was a master plan.
They worked tirelessly with every Harvard person and every UAW person and everybody that they could to make the election different, not by taking votes, or they're not supposed to, but by changing the election laws. I say that this Richard Philcroft from Harvard, I say this is another whole thing. They're in power right now. And they're doing what they did back then, and they're targeting state legislators with people like Mr. Griswold. Have you got me?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
Do exactly what they're doing, and we are not paying any attention, and they're doing just what they did before the election, and only they're doing it on a state and government level, sneakily, and in every way that they can while they're still in power before Trump can be elected. To create what they're wanting, even if the election doesn't go their way. And I think I'm right, and I think if you saw enough connections between these persons, you would find that what I'm saying is what's happening, and we shouldn't be allowing it.
I agree.
Charles I, I do want to say the eminent domain part is what is scary to me in a real life situation for people. We have a friend here in Birmingham, Dr. Jordan Vaughn, who was on, you know, saving people from the beginning with COVID, trying to treat them. His license was threatened because he was going anti kind of everything the CDC was saying, but he was saving lives. He has MedHelp clinics all across Alabama. Well, what if they decide to eminent domain those? Because they're centrally located, but really it's a political, we got to take him out of business thing. And they could totally do that without any repercussions. Mm. And we're about to hand that over.
I think it's being devised that way on purpose at its beginning.
We got to take a break. Thank you,
You're
Charles.
You're right, Charles.
We'll be back.
Looking for surplus or even new steel products? Look no further. At Southern Steel, they are your premier steel dealer to help you save big without compromising on quality. Come browse their vast inventory. From sturdy beams, pipe, and steel plates, Southern Steel has it all. Don't miss out on this opportunity to supercharge your projects while saving money. Visit Southern Steel today at 1295 North McDonough Street or on Facebook or call 240-2223. See you soon.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn.
Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number.
And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Oh, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Is that time of the year again. Time to beat the heat and keep those pesky insects out of your outdoor living space. Just Blinds and Prattville, with over 35 years of experience, is ready to show you a better way. Keep the heat out, the bugs too, and cool your outdoor space by up to 10 degrees. Whether it's screen shades for your boat dock, sun shades for your outdoor kitchen, Just Blinds literally has you covered. All designed and installed to your satisfaction, and everything can be easily motorized for super convenience. Visit GoJustBlinds.com to get started.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop. It's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At least she was American.
He was paying attention to the lyrics, Guy. Oh, do you realize what a monumental breakthrough this is?
I can't believe it.
She was raised up somehow.
Raised on promises.
Scott is paying attention to
music. The music.
Wow.
Yeah. So everybody,
I marked this on my calendar.
Not a lot
exactly.
of attention.
Mark it
all
down.
He heard was American.
But you know, in 2024, me so just saying, well, at least she's an American is like terrible. You shouldn't say that. I mean, I feel bad. There's a little check in my get-along or whatever they call it.
You also called it Black Christmas.
We don't have to bring that up again in case people missed it.
Well, it's
Kwanzaa.
It is called Kwanzaa. But I did get a little fun image.
You gotta admit, that's funny.
Something that Jeb baked last night along with Black Christmas that was a biracial cookie.
It was biracial.
I sent y'all a picture. I said, look, Jeb made an Abs cookie. It was half chocolate chip, half white chocolate macadamia nut.
It's like quite the combo.
Okay, so look, I didn't notice the picture.
Man,
I just figured
delicious.
It was, I thought it was like burnt or ruined or a horrible cookie.
No, that was the dough.
Oh,
So you hadn't cooked it yet. I said, Jeb, bring me that because I'm going to send it to Abs.
See, I thought it was bad that an Abs cookie was a bad, had been ruined cookie.
No, it was half black.
Half.
Oh my
well,
gosh.
Okay, I didn't pay real attention to your message.
Wow, I'm
that's
like a peanut
said.
Butter and jelly in the same container.
What do they have a name for that? What is the name of that?
Goober.
Goober? That's the name of the... That has the peanut butter and jelly
it's
in the
delicious.
Same container? Goober?
Goober.
Yes. Okay. I didn't name it,
I've
Scott.
Never requested
I
that.
I didn't either. Smuckers.
Now
that's
the name, but I didn't
that?
Name it.
Smuckers.
Because no husband's like... She's honey says, I'm going to the grocery store. What do you need? Oh, pick me up. This is just not
some
happening.
Goobers?
Yes.
Did y'all see yesterday? Well, no, y'all didn't see. Patriot Czar. Do you? You're
yes,
not ever.
Yes, I did see Patriot Czar.
He made a post on Twitter.
Shout out Patriot Czar.
On the Twitter X's.
And said, everybody dial in. They're talking about parasite sex.
Eating dirt live on the air.
Yeah, and going number two. And I was like, that is a lot for a Monday morning.
This is a perfect time to bring Red Top in.
Oh,
after
speaking
that comment,
of parasites.
Which part?
That, after okay, that so comment,
which part's the segue?
Not the parasites that are in carrying bills. Oh, I said that out loud.
Right.
That was
I'm
abs.
Just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. You're not a parasite. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Right. You're a very
You are, however, if you know what
member.
You're doing and you're doing it anyway.
That's a good point. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome to the program. I hope you are doing well. Happy Tuesday to you.
It is just damn gorgeous out here, guys. And I know it's chilly in the morning in Birmingham, isn't it?
It was chilly. What was the low up here, ladies? Do y'all know?
43.
It was 43.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was almost enough to make me go back inside.
It was
cold.
Do that
cold. So quickly.
Because
yes,
I
did.
Flashed on in my car. I was like, why am I turning my heaters on in my right. heated steering wheel? Because it's cold.
Heated steering wheel. How damn
yes,
rotten.
Kept, these are kept women.
Guys. How rotten spoil can somebody be?
They, I feel
you
they
what?
Have the little
Jacket
seats Americans. That blow on your butt, too.
Yeah, they have that comfortable. Sure.
You know what, guys? You're going to love that damn thing where it costs you $1,000 to fix your damn heated steering wheel. Mm.
That's why my son-in-law is in the car business, yeah. So I don't really worry about that.
Hey, Red Top, get her to tell you how much it costs to have the swanky suspension fixed.
Oh, you don't want to know.
It wrong. That
me.
Was not fun to hear.
No,
but
it
you
was
know what?
Horrible.
Don't talk about my car. We've been together for a while. Mm-hmm. We're gonna.
She's
until
loyal.
She can't drive anymore.
Right. But just
we're
tell.
Together.
Look, the public service announcement is: don't buy a car with the air ride suspension.
Don't do it.
Yes. Just ride the bumps.
She may be 5 years old, but please don't do it.
Right. Red Top, do you have anything great, man?
Oh, yes, golly Moses. Today they announced the L.A. to Las Vegas bullet train.
Is it? Oh, are they announcing it or they finished it?
Oh, hell no. They're about to start.
Oh, okay. So our grandkids, great-grandkids will be able to ride that thing because they can't get the other one fixed.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's going to be ready in 4 years, sir.
How long have they been working on the other one? The one that's like... I don't remember all my California cities, but they've been working on one over there for years, and it's like $1 billion or $2 billion over budget now.
Why do you want to go from one Hale County hole to another?
Wait. Is this a commercial again already?
Look, we get paid a lot of money, Red Top.
Seconds, guys.
We're going to bring you back on because you helped make us a lot.